news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Tuesday plans to deliver his most forceful statements yet about Republican efforts to restrict voting rights, pointing out that they're based on Donald Trump's big lie about the November 2020 election that directly led to his supporters' violent attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Biden's speech in Philadelphia will push a sweeping voting rights measure that has passed the House but is stuck in the Senate due to the filibuster rule. Critics complain that Biden hasn't been strong enough in getting out the message about how serious this is. Prime example is what's happening in Texas. More than 50 Democratic lawmakers from the Texas House of Representatives left the state on Monday in order to deny Republicans a quorum during a special legislative session called by the governor to pass this package of voter suppression measures. By leaving and denying them a quorum, they're blocking the vote. Among other things, this legislation would ban drive-through and 24-hour voting, just one of the many tactics that would disproportionately affect voters of color. Texas State Representative Jasmine Crockett explained,
"What other place could we go to where we could actually seek some relief? We're still working on behalf of the people of the state of Texas. This isn't a vacation whatsoever. We're away from our families. We're away from our jobs. So the only thing that we can do is now apply a full court press to the Senate. We have a democratically controlled U.S. House. However, we're away from our families. We're away from our jobs. So the only thing that we can do is now apply a full court press to the Senate. We have a democratically controlled U.S. House, a democratically controlled U.S. Senate, and we also have a democratically controlled White House. All we're asking is that those that are in charge here in D.C., the Democratic leadership, push through something that is good."
So the Texas Democrats will need to stay away for several weeks until the special session comes to a close. Governor Greg Abbott has just threatened to convene yet another special session until he can ram this vote through. While they're in D.C., they'll appeal to their federal counterparts to pass national election legislation, the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Hopefully, President Biden will recognize their efforts in his speech on the subject Tuesday afternoon. He's expected to call the Republican efforts to suppress the vote, quote, authoritarian and anti-American. Turning to COVID, the Food and Drug Administration on Monday issued a new warning about the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The shot could be linked to a higher occurrence of Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's a very rare autoimmune disorder. More than 12.8 million people have received this vaccine in the U.S. already, and among those, around 100 cases have been diagnosed, resulting in one death. The FDA said this is, quote, insufficient to establish a causal relationship, but it does warrant further research. And in case you're worrying, when links did emerge between the disease and other vaccines in the past, illness typically occurred within 2 months of the shot. Well, despite all the odds, the 2020 Olympic Games are set to begin in 10 days. And now we learn that First Lady Jill Biden will head to Tokyo later this month to lead the U.S. delegation. She'll attend the opening ceremonies on July 23rd. The Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, who's been indicted for grand larceny and tax fraud charges, has been removed as officer of record from about 40 Trump subsidiary companies in the United States and Scotland. Weisselberg has worked for the Trump family since 1973. Records show he was previously listed as treasurer, director, vice president, and secretary of the Trump Payroll Corporation, which processes payroll for the Trump Organization staff, and is also facing charges in the same criminal case as Weisselberg. Well, now Donnie Jr. is listed as executive vice president, director, secretary, treasurer, and vice president. And little brother Eric is named president, director, and chairman. Weisselberg, the Trump Organization, and the Trump Payroll Corporation have all pleaded not guilty in their case. But Weisselberg is in good company. Other associates of the twice-impeached failed former one-term president are having similar problems, like the alleged lawyers, including Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. They were grilled in a federal court hearing in Michigan on Monday about their involvement in the, quote, Kraken lawsuits that attempted to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Well, U.S. District Court Judge Linda Parker questioned the lawyers at length about what steps they took to verify the accuracy of their claims of election fraud. She reportedly appeared dissatisfied with their responses, some of which she dubbed, quote, really fantastical. The judge is expected to rule on a request to sanction the lawyers, and she could ultimately disbar them in the next few weeks. In other courtroom drama, a California court on Monday ruled that the state's governor, Gavin Newsom, cannot run as a Democrat in his upcoming recall election? Frankly, this is inexcusable. Newsom's campaign apparently failed to meet a legal deadline to request the party designation on the recall ballot. Wow. He sued California's Secretary of State to correct the error and now has lost that case. Newsom's allies worry that some Democratic voters may not realize that he is the Democratic candidate despite his incumbency, so the lack of designation could harm his reelection chances. Oh, man. And don't forget, the last time California Republicans launched a recall of its governor, it was 2003. Gray Davis was ousted and Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.